This is your new morning routine. Cap and J-Hood. Follow Cap J-Hood on Twitter and Instagram. Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app on ESPN 1000. And now on FM at 100.3 HD2. Now, on Chicago's home for sports, David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you, we got Shay, we got Jay Moore, and we got you for a three-hour ride on this Football Friday with open phone lines for you at 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776 is our telephone number. Don't forget Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Thanks so much for keeping the conversation going. That's where you can watch the show and all the shows right here on Chicago's home for sports. Well, Cap, we are coming back from a terrific holiday party. And people say, well, how did you have your holiday party on January 26th? Well, that's what happens when you get everyone's on the same page. Everyone is available at the same time. The 26th, we had our holiday party at Lucky Strike. What a great spot right across from Wrigley Field.
We had a wonderful time last night. Got a little bowling. I wasn't going to bowl. Was not. And my wife's, will you please bowl with me? Okay, hon. I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
So we bowled. We had a good time. The food spread was outstanding. This place knows how to throw a party. And had a good time. It was nice to bond with all our teammates.
I found it interesting about the bowling, before we move forward here, something about the bowling. Mm-hmm. So there was, around the room where we were had our party, people thought, hey, you know what would be a great matchup is David Kaplan against Tom Waddle.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some thought there that you did not want to bowl at all, and then you end up bowling.
Yeah, now let's urging of Mindy.
Now let's talk about this now, because I think everyone thought the main event would be you, the best bowler at the station, against the competitive Tom Waddle. And that matchup never happened, Cap. Yeah, what happened there?
Tommy left. His wife was having a knee procedure done this morning, so he had to get home to her.
I see. But you were ready for that matchup, though.
I was not going to bowl. And I knew he was leaving early anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then my wife was bowling literally by herself. She and Tommy rolled a few frames, and then he left.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, my wife said, "Hun, I came down here to be part of this, but I like bowling. Will you please bowl with me?" I'm like, "Really?" Okay.
Wait. Well, now you didn't want to bowl, but I mean, of course.
First of all, we played skee ball.
Uh-huh.
You know the game skee ball.
It's fun.
My wife is an ace.
Mm-hmm. You and I play skee ball.
So we bet massages. Not the kind you go pay for, the kind you got to give.
I see.
Yes. And I owe her six.
Well, there's no losers there.
No.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't lose.
Except she put a proviso on it.
West or east?
Proviso west or east. That's a great one. She said, beat me. She got, I don't know, 46,000 points on it. I got like 20-some thousand. And I'm looking over and I'm just getting 10,000, 5,000. I'm like, what the? We have a magnet in there?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, that's one massage. I said, it'll end well for me. She's, oh, no. It's a massage. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like putting a proviso that it's not going to end up being something I'd enjoy as well.
Well, exactly right. As I said, there's no losers in this. Once you put your hands on her and the massage starts, you know, you go from left to right on your radio dial.
Yeah, the CBD oil, the whole deal.
Yeah, you go from left to right on your radio dial. Kaplan into the front court. Kaplan dribbles.
Jab step.
Right. Kap will hold and look. Look. Yeah, so yeah, you're going to score there.
Go inside.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Inside in the post. Backs in. Oh, God!
She says no.
Yeah. And the rebound control by Mindy.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but there's no loser there. Yeah, massage. Yeah, I think that you could combine them all in one session.
So she pounded me. I mean, just killed me at this game.
Yeah.
Well, I go double or nothing. Okay. Let's do another one.
Yeah.
Again. I beat her one time. She had gotten it to 7.
Yeah.
And I won one, got it back to 6.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
That's all right.
And then she wants the bowl. So Zetterman said, I got $100 that you can beat anybody in here. I said, Danny, I'm not taking on 50 different people. Not happening. Pick one.
Yeah.
He never did.
Okay. I just want to know about that because everyone was looking forward to that matchup. Nobody else, just you two. You and Waddle.
I would have taken him on.
Yeah. So then from there, again, just a terrific time. We have our MCs there, sales. We have, you know, on-air talent, producers. Just a fun time. So I did not see you meet Shay's wife. Now, let's bring in Shay Norling here. Shay, this is the first time that we were able to see Mrs. Norling. And, boy, she's fun. she is fun, man. She's got so much energy, man. She's so infectious. Let's talk a little bit about Mrs. Norling. Now, what happened there when she met Cap? I want to know about that.
We were all in a circle, kind of me and some of the other producers, Black and Abdallah, hanging out, having a conversation. My wife's standing next to me. I see Cap. Cap sees me. He walks over. Cap and I fist bump. We talk for a minute. And then Cap notices my wife standing next to me. We've seen wave at us from outside the window. She walks by from time to time. Mrs. Snorling, as he calls her. And, Cody, I got to ask you a question.
Sure.
How do you think when Cap met my wife, he said hello to her? Do you think it was fist bump? Do you think it was handshake? Or do you think it was high five?
Or hug.
Well, like we were just saying, was it Wednesday show that Cap is not really into the handshake anymore since the pandemic. So definitely you can go for a fist bump. Handshake, yeah, I think that might be second on the list, but usually the fist bump because he doesn't like to be able to, you know, swap germs with people anymore. You just said that on Wednesday.
Yeah, after seeing how many dirty humans don't wash their hands after going to the bathroom, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, Tuesday. It was Tuesday's show.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened there, Shay?
He said, it's so nice to see you, and gave her a high five.
Was she one of your old players at Northern? Give her a high five?
Yeah.
Be a basketball player? What's that? High five.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
That's odd.
It's not odd.
You meet someone for the first time, you give them a high five?
It's open hand.
Yeah, it is an open
hand.
It's
germs.
That's not a fist.
I didn't do like the forearms Bash Brothers from Oakland. I went, hey, it's so nice to meet you because I've only seen you through the glass. And I gave her an emphatic, like high five. And she gave me one with a really nice smile back.
Mm-hmm.
You know who you greet with a high five? Your little like niece, nephew. Oh, it's so good to see you. High five.
Cap, what is that? You give her a high five.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, you give her... There's a hug, I believe.
Well, I've met Michelle, first of all.
Yeah.
Before.
Yes.
And Michelle and I have talked on the phone multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's superficial to this point because we're not around each other all the time, but we worked for the same company. Like, I have interaction.
Yes.
With Michelle Hood.
Mm-hmm.
And so I gave her a hug, and she gave me a hug.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you just prefer the nice warmth of the sister in that spot.
I love Michelle.
Okay, but what about Mackenzie?
I had not met Mrs. Snorling.
Yes.
Other than through the glass as she passed by on her day.
Yes.
Going to work.
Uh-huh.
And it was like a...
impulse. I mean,
it was a fun environment. Everyone's in good spirits. The bosses were all there. And, yeah. Hey, so great to meet you, not through the glass, and gave her a high five.
Now, can I just tell you, now, this is just something that you just came up with. You had a selection of things that you could have done. You could have just been just a mensch and just be able to give the old handshake.
That's
there.
That's boring.
Yeah. I mean, well,
fine. Very nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, well, I mean, you've done that all your life, though. Every cocktail party, every, you know, black tie affair, you've always given the handshake. You're just not doing high fives to everybody. I don't know why you thought that that was appropriate.
She has a welcoming way about her. Like, she's very personable, mm-hmm. Shay's wife. High fives seemed appropriate.
Okay. Any other high fives to give out there at Lucky Strike? Anybody else?
Yeah.
Hey, who else?
I high-fived Allie Silverman.
You did?
I did.
Okay.
Trying to think who else I might have I gave her a hug. Annabelle. Annabelle works as a teammate of ours here.
Yes.
High up in management.
Great to see her. Yeah.
She's amazing. Yeah. I'm trying to think who else. Jay Moore, did I hug Christina?
Yeah, you gave her a hug.
I gave Christina a hug.
Seemed like the theme there. That seemed like big.
What's going on here?
High five, Allie! Mrs. Starling!
Christina, take that.
Yeah, exactly right. Get my groove on! Mrs. Hood! Ah, Mrs. J. Moore! Nice tight hug!
Hoodie, what's interesting, he said he didn't want to hug my wife because he'd never met her. Had you met Christina, Kaplan?
I hadn't.
What's going on here? What's the difference?
Proclivity to the dark meat.
My wife gets a high five like she's a five-year-old at a birthday party. Jay Moore's wife gets the full hug.
How about that? Now, here's a question. Now, I want to know, what did Mrs. Norling say? What was her response to all of that?
Oh, she thought it was funny. We talked a little bit about it with the pillow talk at the end of the night.
Uh-huh.
A little Kaplan with a high five when he met you.
Okay.
We talked a little about it. She thought it was funny.
Mrs. J. Moore, was she okay with that? She all right with it?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, she was cool with it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, so trying to slide in on the sisters. That's what you were trying to do.
Wow.
I mean, there was no hug on it for an Allie Silverman. Didn't do that.
I've hugged her before.
Oh, so you can't.
My neighbor.
Can't do it more than once, then. Just the one hug. So you'll.
I don't have like a play sheet, like, you know, like Matt Nagy had. All right, we're going high five here.
White women.
Two black women. Hug. No, that's not how it went.
He's got the QB wristband. You see him taking a knee
right,
before he meets a black man.
I flip it up. All right. 47. We're going Jay Moore's wife. Hug. Hug on two.
How are you, honey? Ah, good to meet ya. I'm just telling you.
What's the matter with you? High five, Mrs. Norling. But the sister's in the room.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Gonna sidle up to him. Nice to meet ya. Tight hug.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
I met Keith's wife.
Yeah, how'd that happen? How'd that work?
I believe.
Handshake.
This
is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Code switching for the ladies, for the sisters in the room. That's what you just did. But Keith, you weren't going to give the hug there.
Hold on.
Nice to meet you. Nice stiff handshake, like a board.
I met someone else.
Unbelievable.
Trying to think who it was. Somebody's mother. They brought their mother, and I think I shook hands. I think.
Right. Justin Fields is so clearly the number one face of Chicago sports right now. We're going to try to come up with a second. That's coming up. Cap'n Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7.
You're listening to Cap'n Jay Hood. Follow the show on Instagram at the Catman and at IGJHood. This is ESPN Chicago, Chicago's home for sports.
Captain Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. On your way to work, we appreciate you listening to the program. By the way, a missive coming in from the director of content for ESPN Chicago, Danny Zetterman. And Zed chimes in. He says, very interesting that his wife, Diana, got a hug from you. Hug. He says, Diana got a hug, dot, 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 interesting.
Hold on a second. I have a relationship with Diana Zetterman. That's right.
Yeah.
Not that kind of relationship.
That's, we're going to isolate that. That's going to be in the system for a while.
I have gone to their children's events. I've seen Avery play multiple baseball games. So I've sat with Diana at the games. I've been to their home. Maybe Danny didn't like that I was there, but I dropped off presents for the kids and whatever the other things were. I've been around Diana multiple times. She's awesome.
Okay.
So she saw me, and she actually pre-leaned in for the hug. Cap! Mindy!
You were ready for it.
I was.
You were in position.
Right.
Diana Zetterman. Oh, God. Take that.
Yeah, she's by far the better half in that relationship.
All right, let's not take it dark
here.
She's
awesome.
That's true. I met her for the first time last night. I couldn't believe that she picked Danny. She's amazing.
Okay, let's not.
Danny outkicked his coverage, kid.
Okay, I think we
That's
all.
That's a fact.
I think we all did.
Yeah, absolutely, I did. I can say that because I outkicked my coverage by miles.
So did I. Now, why do you think I was a good recruiter? Yeah.
I think we all did.
100%.
She picked this scruffy dog off the ground.
That's
and
it.
She put me and took me home with her.
Correct.
That's
I see happened. Something there.
So she's the recruiter in this family.
Correct.
You know, it is interesting, Cap, when you were on vacation, we were talking about Chicago sports and just the overall look of Chicago sports in 2023. And the number one story that resonates nationally is what Justin Fields could be, more so than what he is. I just think it's more than looking at him and say, well, this is going to be the superstar for the next 10 years. I think it's just people saying, boy, this could be something special because the Bears have needed a star at that quarterback position for a long time. And so we look at this city landscape here with the Cubs rebuilding towards something and the White Sox kind of being stagnant at this point in time when you're just a 500 ball club, the Blackhawks rebuilding, the Bulls in neutral. And so we think about superstar power, and I think that that is something important in the sports landscape. In a city this size, there should be multiple difference-making stars that we see every time you say, boy, when I turn on a Blackhawks game, I'm here to see this person. When I turn on a Sky game, I'm here to see this person. Blackhawks, Bulls, Cubs, Sox, whatever. Justin Fields is so clearly the number one face of Chicago sports in 2023, but who's second? After Fields, it's whom?
Boy, that is a hell of a question. I would tell you, because he's done it for 15 years, it's Patrick Kane. He's the greatest American-born hockey player in the history of the sport, and he's ours. Patrick Kane. Remember we did the bit where Chicago cut, David Flom has one table.
Yeah.
The place is packed. I got room for one last table. What person in Chicago sports currently is getting that table? And the winner, we did a poll question and we talked about, the winner was Patrick Kane. Patrick Kane has evolved as a human being, evolved. He's a dad. He's amazing at his sport. He's a good dude. For me, Patrick Kane would be number two, and he's number two because Justin Fields is the face of the biggest team in town.
But here's the problem with that. When you are, and this is why the Bears are so strong in this city, we can go to the suburbs, we can go to Bronzeville, we can go, you know, to the west side, we can go anywhere around the city, and someone knows who Justin Fields is because of the Chicago Bears, because of the strength of the Chicago Bears, the team that galvanizes the entire city. But then it becomes, I think it becomes a little bit divided on the other sports. Can I go to 45th and Cottage and say, is Patrick Kane the second most recognizable athlete in Chicago? I'm not sure if I can get that. And I would say, is it Zach LaVine? Is it DeMar DeRozan? I don't think it's universally Patrick Kane as much as I respect Kane because look at the championships he won. Look at what Taves has done. So absolutely, I respect it. But, you know, what makes a star? What makes a star is that your wife And those are non-sports fans and kids know who that person is.
Agreed. And that's why I think they know who Patrick Hayes. They may not sit and watch this lousy hockey team that we have. They may not. They know who he is. 15-year career, all the accomplishments. They know who he is. Like, if I said to you, 10 people walk by, we pick up 10. Are you a sports fan? Mm-hmm. No, keep going. Are you a sports? Yes. We get 10 people who identify as a sports fan. Have you ever heard of this guy? We show Patrick Kane. And have you ever heard of this guy? And it's Nico Horner, Gold Glove finalist, mm-hmm. starter on the Cubs, most visible team in Chicago baseball. I guarantee you Patrick Kane wins that in a blowout. Blowout. And that's not a shot at Nico. That's praise for what Kane's accomplished.
You doing that downtown? Where's that poll being
if
taken?
If I did that at 79th at Stony Island, I still think that would win. Those people so, know who Patrick Kane is.
Here's why I would disagree. It's because the Blackhawks are faded off of the sports landscape in this city. Because of the scandal.
Don't disagree.
No, like after the championships and after the scandal, you don't hear anything about them. You hear about glimpses of the rebuild. But see, along with that scandal, it erases Kane and Taves. I bet you the average fan is like, oh, they're still on the team? They didn't trade those guys away either? Because it's not like we're talking about them every day because they are irrelevant because they are starting fresh. Because at some point, those guys are going to be off the team. I think the average fan remembers who they are, but it's like, oh, they're still on the team? I think that Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan, that nonsense, because for better or for worse, they're in the sports landscape, they're in the eyes of fans, I think people know who those two are. And for our baseball teams, as much as I love Tim Anderson, he's still got some work to do to be one of the faces on this list.
I would agree with that. Yeah. But if the Blackhawks had some guy who had, he had 100 goals already this season, set an all-time record, his name is Boris Slavotnik,
mm-hmm.
came over from Europe, people would be like, who? Oh, I know they got some guy that's scoring a lot. I never heard of him. But if you asked anyone, man, woman, child, black, white, Asian, whatever it is, they know who Patrick Kane is. They may not be paying attention anymore because the team stinks. They know who he is.
This just got brought up in our Twitch chat that if you brought up Patrick Kane, they would be more surprised that they're still playing here in Chicago than they would be that, like, they know who they are.
Yeah, so I just said.
Yeah, like, yeah, that's... Yeah. That's what I, like, Cap, you brought up Kane being second in our pre-show meeting, and I'm like, can he be second if 15 people are watching the game? I get that he was the greatest here, and he was maybe the face of Chicago sports at one point, but if 15 people are tuning in any given night, can he really still be second?
I think during the championship run, yes, and then once he's retired, yes. I think there's a gulf there because of the scandal. I think it's a surprise to many that they're still here, Taves or Kane. I don't know why it can't be someone like Candace Parker. She actually surpasses basketball now. Even though she's on the sky, it's like, wait, the analyst from TNT, the Hall of Famer? Okay. She's going to be on that list as well. Women's basketball, whatever you think of it, she's still a star. When you're a star, I think it transcends gender. Would you agree with that?
I would agree.
If you're a superstar, it transcends gender for me.
And I would tell you, Candace Parker's absolutely on the list. Yeah, absolutely.
So, but is it? It's not. You don't think it's a Cubs or Sox after Justin Field?
First of all, can you be the face of Chicago sports after Justin?
Yep.
He's number. If you have a language barrier, I believe then if that's the case, you have to be so amazing at your sport that you transcend nationality, mm-hmm. like Shohei Ohtani in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's amazing. He's on whatever newscast anywhere in the country. Shohei Ohtani tonight did this. Shohei Ohtani struck out 15. He hit two homer, whatever it is. He's incredible. He's going to be a $500 million player when he's a free agent next winter.
Mm-hmm.
So he transcends it.
Yep.
There's no one on the White Sox or Cubs. Say a Suzuki doesn't do interviews. It's hard to be the face if you're not doing interviews mm-hmm. because he doesn't speak the language. The White Sox have a number of guys that just don't do interviews unless they have a translator because they don't speak the language. So I would say Tim Anderson is the face of the Chicago White Sox.
Right.
who is the face of the Chicago Cubs right now? I mean, Wilson Contreras was. He's gone.
Right.
He plays for St. Louis now. So who is it?
I think there is a major divide after Justin Fields to determine who's that number two guy. And that's a problem. I think that's a shame in the city. We went through New York or go to Los Angeles. There's a slew of guys that we could pick.
Mm-hmm.
Four or five guys that we could pick.
Well, if you're in Boston, Belichick is certainly going to have, whether you like him, what is going on there or not, he's won six championships. He's the greatest pro football coach ever.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Tatum might win the MVP in the NBA. If he doesn't, he's in the team photo.
Mm-hmm.
So he's certainly going to have some juice. The Boston Bruins, are you aware they're going to set the all-time record, it appears, for single-season victories? They're like 38-6.
Bergeron, those guys, yeah.
Pasternak, Bergeron.
Yeah.
So in that city, they've got multiple choices. We don't.
So let's ask this question, and Shay, come in here and get your condom, by the way, because you need a condom. You don't have one. You're going to be speaking a lot, so we got to get you a condom.
A microphone windscreen for those out there in the car going, what?
I need protection, Cap.
I don't need your clarification.
Take that.
I don't need your clarification.
Take
come
that.
In and get your condom.
Hoodie's right. I need protection.
So here's the question we have for you. 312-332-3776. Shay, let's open the phone lines. Justin Fields is so clearly the number one face of Chicago sports right now. But who is second? We named some people, but we want you to tell us. If Justin is one, who's two on this list in Chicago sports? Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7.
Here's today's headlines with Cap and Jay Hood.
The Bulls had another second-half meltdown, blowing a lead and losing to the Charlotte Hornets by a score of 111-96. DeMar DeRozan finished sixth among guards in the All-Star voting, just missing being selected as an All-Star starter. Blackhawks defeated Calgary by a score of 5-1, improving to 7-5 in January. And longtime CBS broadcaster for college basketball Billy Packer passed away at the age of 82.
Right, history.
Follow Chicago's Home for Sports on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago. Cap and Jay Hood are back on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. That same ESPN Chicago app where you can find Good Karma Wrestling. We had our show yesterday. Talked a lot about the Royal Rumble taking place in San Antonio coming up on Saturday. And a lot more. Good Karma Wrestling available on the ESPN Chicago app. Hope that you're going to have a great Friday. We got Shot or No Shot coming your way at 8 o'clock here on this Football Friday. But we're asking a question to you about Justin Fields, only in this regard. Justin Fields is so clearly the number one face of Chicago sports right now. Who is second? And I think that this, Cap, this exercise that we're doing kind of solidifies that this town needs a lot more star power. I mentioned, you know, Tim Anderson from the White Sox. We talked about the Blackhawks with Kane and Taves. I mentioned Candace Parker because she's a Hall of Famer with the Chicago Sky. You know, DeMar DeRozan, Zach LaVine, no matter if they're unpopular or the team's not very good or not. It's just that there was a time when you and I were covering Chicago sports in the 90s, man, the Bulls were on top with Jordan, but every team, Cubs, Sox, Bulls, everybody had a star that you could look at and say, that's a difference maker, that's a star.
Yeah, you had Frank Thomas.
Yes.
100%.
Yes.
You had Mark Grace, who maybe he's not a Hall of Fame player, but he was a hell of a good player.
Soon.
And, yeah. And he ran the streets as well as anybody, mm-hmm. So he was kind of a playboy. Like, he was like that everyman.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He was there. The Blackhawks had some really, like Denny Savard into Chelios, mm-hmm. and some of those really good players that they had.
Tony Amonte,
Jeremy Roenick.
Yes.
So there were some really good ones there. Obviously, the Bulls had Michael and the Jordanaires.
Mm-hmm.
So it was an interesting time in Chicago sports.
Every team you could look at and say, well, there's a star there. But, you know, you hit on something. As we go to the phone lines, you hit on something.
And there was Ditka.
Good, Jim. Still around. Good, Jim. Good. Still roaming around.
Wow.
So you hit on something that I thought is fascinating. Mark Grace around Wrigleyville, roaming the streets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, after the 120 game, you could always depend on a Cub to be around the bars at 4:30. or 5 o'clock, right?
Yeah, he would go out.
Right. I mean, not just him, but a number of cups. But you don't see that as much anymore.
Correct. That's because of the advent of social media, cell phone cameras. I remember talking to Rizzo. Now that he's not here, I can tell that story. It's 2:20 in the morning. My phone's ringing at home. 2:20?
Mm-hmm.
I'm long asleep.
Yellow.
I look, it's our son, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Mindy, this can't be a good call. 2:20 in the morning. Yellow. Al, what's up? He said, I'm at, what was Paris, mm-hmm. the nightclub.
Yeah.
I'm at Paris. I'm like, everything okay? Yeah, but I'm doing shots with a Chicago athlete. And when he found out I was your son, he's like, you cannot tell your dad. I'll get in trouble. Rizzo doing shots at 2:20. We had a game at 1:20. I get to the ballpark. I'm like, can't get home a little earlier? He's like, shh, shh. Hey, I didn't know that was your son I was drinking with. Yes. But now today,
yeah.
Those guys won't do that.
And it was commonplace then. You get a 1:20 game. What are you going to do the rest of your evening? You go out.
Especially single.
I mean, what are you going to do, Cap? You're out at 2:30 in the morning. The bars are open. You know, you might live in the area, get some rest, get to the ballpark at 10:30, get in the cage, get something to eat. 1:20 game. Here we go.
Right?
I mean, what are you going to do? But that was something that you'd see all the time. Even Justin Fields, by the way. You might not see any camera footage, but he likes a little towel.
Yeah, he likes to go to Tao. Exactly. I've had friends that have run into him at Tao.
It's fine. I got no problem. I'm not taking a picture.
He's a 24-year-old young man with millions in his pocket. He wants to have a good time.
But I guess the point is that adds to the lore. That adds to the star power when you're amongst the people. I guess that's my point.
That does. That mm-hmm. That's what I say about Grace.
Mm-hmm.
May not be a Hall of Fame player, very good player, multi-time All-Star, multi-time Gold Glove. He lived that playboy lifestyle. Always had a beautiful woman on his arm. But we were at, remember Jilly's?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's me, Dan Filato, my producer, who's Grace's roommate, mm-hmm. and Grace. Hey, when you guys get off at 9, he says, why don't you and Danny meet me at Jilly's? We'll get something to eat. We'll watch the West Coast NBA playoff game.
Sure.
It's like May, mm-hmm. early June. We sit down, the three of us, order up food, order up drinks. We're watching the games. This guy walks over. Hey, can I join you guys? Absolutely. Sit down. Guy sits down. He's in his 60s. And two of the most stunning 20-whatever-year-olds walk up. They have their, I've never seen anything like it, had their phone numbers written on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
Two separate ones.
Yeah.
They put them down on the table, and Gracie's like, ladies, I'm out with the guys tonight. And they're like, who are you? This is not for you. I mean, it's Mark Grace.
Yeah.
He was a playboy.
Yeah.
They handed him to Jerry Springer. That was the other guy at the table. Jerry Springer! He was one of the big stars in town back then.
312-332-3776 is our phone number. They're not handing him phone numbers in Connecticut where he is now.
No.
But Chicago, hot town, absolutely.
Correct.
South Side, here's Chris on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Chris.
How you guys doing, boys?
Good. Thanks
How you
for
doing?
Checking in.
I'm good. So I say it has to be DeMar DeRozan if we're still talking about players, but I'm a hoodie. Nobody on 42nd Cottage really knows or cares who Patrick Kane is. but if we want to go a little bit further, I'd go to the front office personnel and I'd say Eberflus right now.
No shot. One year as a head coach at 3-14? No shot.
Got to, man, because, I mean, the Bears is the biggest team in the city, so all eyes are on him, especially with the draft coming up and the number one. You know, everybody wants to know what he
All right, you got a bad sell, Chris. We appreciate it, man. Matt Eberflus, number two.
No.
No chance.
No. He'll never be here long enough to make one of these lists.
Correct. Cody, I offered Cap Ryan Poles this morning.
No chance.
You start winning, he definitely, people will talk about
start
it.
Start winning is a different story.
You start winning, people will put Ryan Poles right up there for sure.
Right now, though, he's so under the microscope. It feels like, maybe it's prisoner of the moment, but right now, January 27th, 2023, I would say in ranking of importance for me, it's Fields and
That wasn't the question, ranking of importance. Face of Chicago sports, not Ryan Poles.
I'm just making the argument I think it could be. Like, I get Kane. People want to say Kane. But again, Nobody's tuning in. Like, now, people, Shay, are going to argue DeMar and LaVine. I don't think people are watching that team.
Now, Shay, you know how this works in sports. When it comes to teams that are successful, their front office is behind the athlete every single time. All those championships with Jordan and the Jordanaires, and Krause was a distant eighth or ninth on the list. And Krause was okay with that. And Krause is okay with that, by the way.
Theo was a one-off.
Yes.
He was a guy who went by one name.
Yes.
They didn't go, Theo Epstein. Theo.
Yes.
Like Cher, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, he was a one-off, but he came in with three rings.
Now, Poles is not going to be – if the Bears are successful, he'll get his credit, but it's going to be Fields. It's going to be the difference-making talent. It works that way because the athlete is front-facing. Now, what's funny is that the owner and the general manager always touch the trophy first. Notice that?
Right.
And when there's a trophy presentation, it's always the owner, and it's then the general manager, and then the players get a chance to touch it.
Correct.
But when it comes to the credit, it goes to the players first, just in the public eye.
Yeah, I believe if you walked up to my wife, your wife, Shay's wife, who's the face after Justin Fields? Have you heard of Patrick Kane? Absolutely. Have you heard? Can you tell me who the general manager of the Chicago Bears is? My wife would have Mike Ditka. Is he still there? They would have no idea. No idea.
Sebastian in Oak Park on ESPN 1000 on Cap and Jay Hood. All right, Sebastian.
Good morning, Hood. Good morning, Cap.
What's up, Sebastian?
Biased Sox fan here. I'd like to nominate Dylan Cease maybe for the next year and going forward. Thank you for taking my question.
Thank you. Have a good day. Sebastian. Cool name.
Can someone that's in the public eye once every 5 days be one of the stars? Can it be a face of a team?
Yes. They can, but they've got to be amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
you can't wait to see him. He's must see.
Yes, he's
gotta
must see.
Got to see him.
That's correct.
I think you would agree. You lean with the person you see all the time over the person you see once every 5 days.
Agreed.
But if he's just dominant, like Cy Young, you got to see him, must see, then yeah, that person can be. Can Dylan Cease be that? Show me again.
Correct.
I think that's only fair. Like, I love what I saw from him last year. We've seen him grow up before our very eyes. We used to see a guy with good stuff but didn't know it. And now he's got good stuff, and now he's got confidence with that mustache and everything else.
Like, if you asked people this question in Los Angeles.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, they got LeBron James.
Yeah.
They got Clayton Kershaw.
Mookie Betts.
Cooper Kupp is one of the best players in the NFL. Matthew Stafford won the Super Bowl there.
For better or for worse, you've got Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
And Paul George.
And we're not even thinking of who's on the hockey team out there. So, yeah, they absolutely have multiple choices.
We see you on hold. We're going to get to your phone calls coming up. 312-332-3776. Fields is so clearly the number one face of Chicago sports right now. Who's second? We'll take more of your phone calls coming up on ESPN 1000 and 100.3 FM HD2.
Captain J Hood are back.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
On Chicago's home for sports, ESPN Chicago.
We got Shot or No Shot coming up at 8 o'clock right here on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN 1000 on Cap and Jay Hood. Justin Fields is so clearly the number one face of Chicago sports right now. Who's second? 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Back to the phone lines we go, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Dallas, Texas, here's Justin on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, Cap, Hoodie, gentlemen. I hope you all are having a good
What's
Friday.
Up, Justin?
How y'all doing? How you doing?
All good.
So I think, I mean, even though his play has been horrible, Cap always says, and I agree, that his basketball IQ is below average. It's going to be Zach LaVine. I mean, they paid him the money. I wish he would, you know, perform like the number one or the number two athlete in the city. But I feel like it's going to be Zach LaVine. Hopefully they can get things turned around, because after last night's loss, yeah, I don't know. But I just wanted to weigh in with that. Appreciate y'all taking my call. Hope everything is good.
Justin, thanks for the phone call.
See you, buddy.
Oh, we got something for the Bulls coming up in hour number three, in the 9 o'clock hour. Make sure get by your listening device. We got something for the Bulls coming up at 9 o'clock. But right now, we're taking your phone calls, 312-332-3776, because I take another step. will never go to break. I'm just going to just rant for 30 minutes. Because I cannot leave the studio without talking about that ragtag group on the West Side. Nonsense.
They embarrassed themselves last night. And I thought they'd already done that.
Palatine, here's Jeremy on ESPN 1000 on Cap and J-Hood. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, Cap and J-Hood. What's up, guys?
Happy Friday. What's up, Jeremy?
What's up, Jeremy? How are you?
The number two face of Chicago is a suburban kid by the name of Jack Sanborn, baby.
Oh, say it again, Jeremy. Say it again.
Jack Sanborn is the number two face in Chicago, boys.
Oh,
wow. Jack Sanborn.
He's not, but I'm glad you mentioned him.
Yeah. Jeremy, thanks, man. That made me laugh.
What if he's something? Cap. What if?
Here's a not ironic question.
Local kid. Zurich, white linebacker.
Where does Sanborn fall behind Fields on the Bears?
Two.
Fields number one. Where's Sanborn?
Two. Actually, he's fourth behind the guys in the secondary. Brisker and Gordon.
And David Montgomery.
Oh, is he still with the team?
For now. Now I'm hearing he wants more money than they're prepared to pay him.
Okay, well, someone will pay him. It may not be the Bears.
Oh, he'll get his money.
Yeah. I love David Montgomery. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because he cares, man. Even during all this losing, he's running the ball hard.
And supposedly he's looking for, I was reading something yesterday, $12 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
Look.
Hey, you meet in the middle. I know what he's looking for, but, you know. he's got an agent, right? Unlike Lamar Jackson.
Correct.
Correct. He'll get his money.
Someone's going to pay him.
You know,
Sebastian. Sebastian.
Hey, whoa. Jeez.
Get off our line. That's what you're going to do. Q on the South Side on ESPN 1000. All right, Q.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Q?
Q.
Hey, it's Candace Parker. It's not even close, man. It's Candace Parker. She's a champion. She's homegrown. She's an MVP. She's the most recent champion. She's the female face of TNT Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even close. It's Candace Parker.
But I don't think people think of her as Chicago. They don't.
I do.
They think of her as amazing.
What do you think?
Amazing. She played most of her career in L.A. She's a free agent and said she's still considering going back to L.A.
But she's ours, though, because of high school.
How many years has she been back in Chicago?
Two.
How many years has Justin Fields been in Chicago?
Two, but he's the quarterback of the Chicago Bears. It's totally different. This is disrespectful to the sky. They are not in the top five.
That's not the question, the sky. We said the question was, who is second from a recognizable position standpoint in sports in Chicago? Who gets that table? That would be Candace Parker.
Candace Parker,
close second.
There's no question that she deserves her flowers, because not just because she brought a championship to the Chicago Sky. I've appreciated her since high school.
Yeah, she was amazing in high school. She was the number one player in the country.
So, I mean, she's ours, Cap. You're about homegrown.
Don't disagree with you that she's ours.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the casual sports fan outside of Chicago, I'm talking about just a casual fan in Kansas City, they know who Candace Parker is. They don't think of her as Chicago's Candace Parker. They just think of her as the basketball star and TV star.
She's great, man.
She's awesome.
She's great. Dean, where are you driving to?
I'm actually driving to my work just outside of O'Hare Airport.
Okay. So weigh in on our conversation.
Because I like enjoying listening to you guys every morning, and it's a good topic.
You're the best, Dean. We appreciate you.
Hey, Cap, nice job the other night on TV at the Illinois State-Bradley game, Cookie.
No, thanks, Cookie. That was a fun game, man. Overtime, a lot of fun to call that one.
What about me? John Rooney. I was on the broadcast, too, Dino. Hey, Dino, what about me?
It's cool. Hey,
What about me? I call the White Sox World Series, you son of a bitch.
Rudy, I'll be listening to you, buddy. I will.
He's imitating John Rooney.
Go ahead, Dean.
Go ahead, Dean.
Hey, I'm more of a Cub fan, but I think Tim Anderson, you know, if he continues to hit and be a great leadoff, I think he could be the second face the Chicago.
It all comes from winning. I don't disagree with you, but it all comes from winning. Being 500 and being the face of that is no good, right? You want to be part of a winning. And by the way, we say Justin Fields because he transcends the one loss record against the Chicago Bears. But I think that Tim Anderson is emerging, but the team's got to be good too. Facing mediocrity doesn't work.
I would agree.
So,
but he's done things socially in our city.
Yeah.
That have tried to help people. Remember during the riots and everything that went on, Tim Anderson was the guy down here taking photos and trying to be around helping people. Yeah, he's a good dude, man. I like him.
Dean, thanks for the phone call. Coming up, we give you Shot or No Shot. That's in 2 minutes on Chicago's Home for Sports. What about me, Cappy?